One of the people who joins us every single year and is with us in this unique mobile studio for Yo Mencius Y Show is Alan Fagan. He is the Executive Vice President Emeritus of the Orthodox Union. We had an opportunity to have a full-length, amazing conversation about his years at the OU, and it's a pleasure to welcome you back, Alan, to JM in the AM.
Thank you very much, Malcolm. It's great great to be here without eating a bagel.
Yeah, it's a challenge to walk in here and not have one.
It certainly is.
You have you've overseen for the last 6 years so many amazing things in so many different departments. A lot of stuff that you take great pride in. But every year when you come on to talk about the staff and the teenagers who are part of this incredible NCSY summer program experience, I don't think you have any more pride than you could have. What is it about this unique experience for almost 2,000 kids that makes it such a pride of the OU?
It's so difficult to talk about it this year when we can't be experiencing it firsthand. You've been there. You've seen and felt the incredible energy that fills whatever stadium we use for Yo Mencius Y. And the beauty of it is it's the totality of the Jewish people coming together. It's kids from public school who can't tell an olive from a bez, and kids who are learning in the NCSY Kollel and in Michlelet, and they're all together. And they're all together filling a stadium, singing together, screaming together, and just having a wonderful time celebrating who they are, what they are, celebrating the land of Israel. And please God, that's exactly where we're going to be next year, doing the same thing that we've done every year.
Please God is right. And what you just described, I should have mentioned this maybe with David on the air as well, what you just described is something that gets implemented in a really practical manner with some of the NCSY summer programs. What do I mean? You just described this incredible gathering of youth from all different types of Jewish backgrounds. Certainly we could break it into public school and yeshiva, but it's even much more than that. You actually have programs, because we saw this and we experienced it, we broadcasted from Kollel, where there is a symbiotic relationship between Mechina kids and Kollel kids, and where you'd think that every one of these programs is a separate entity, but when it comes to those, you see how the kids themselves, not just the advisors and counselors, the kids themselves are able to reach out and, you know, have a relationship, an actual relationship beyond Yo Mencius Y with kids who are completely, you know, from different backgrounds.
Absolutely, and that's part of what makes NCSY such a magical place. It's a place for every Jew, and it's an opportunity for kids without background to come into contact with those that have had the privilege of having 12 years of a yeshiva education. And the same is true in reverse.
Yeah.
Kids that have that benefit, have had that benefit for their entire lives, then have the opportunity to use that experience that they've received, that wonderful, wonderful benefit that they've had, to be able to influence other kids who are still marching along their journey to discover their Yiddishkeit.
Yeah, and parents don't realize just how much of a life-changing experience that is for the yeshiva kids. And as we always point out, for the public school kids, it's not just a life-changing experience for them. It's something they bring back to their families. And that's one of the reasons, frankly, and I said this to the Birthright people also, it's one of the regrets I have that this is not really happening the way it should this summer. Obviously, you know, I understand why, and there's a higher reason for it. But one of the things that people forget, it's not just the sheer numbers. It's not just the 1,900 and whatever that you would have attracted during this summer. It's the life-changing experience that it is for families in communities, Orthodox and non-Orthodox, around the entire country.
The entire country and indeed really throughout the world.
Yeah.
It's a formative experience for the kids. I've often said that the NCSY Kollel and Michlelet is just a staging area for the future leaders of Klal Yisrael. And part of the education that they receive, part of the training that they need to have, is to recognize that there's a whole world out there of Jewish souls waiting to discover their Yiddishkeit.
Yep.
And that's part of what they do. When we bring TJJ students into the Kollel, into Michlelet. They're surrounded. They're surrounded by love. They're surrounded by warmth. And they're surrounded by learning. And they see kids who are just like them, who dress the way they do, who go to the same sporting events that they enjoy. They're teens. And all of the differences break down, and all of the family of Israel unites.
It's one of the things I honestly miss. I miss a lot of things about not doing the show from Israel this year. But one of the things I really miss, I love when the TJJ leaders address my most famous question of why a public school kid would want to do this during the summer. And then they describe how after two Shabbatot, these kids are completely, you know, have bought into their tradition and heritage, which is such an unbelievable thing that happens so quickly.
And all the excitement that comes with it.
No question about it. Alan Fagan is with us. He is the Executive Vice President Emeritus at the OU, with a lot to be proud of as we speak about the NCSY summer programs. We always talk about the numbers. You've seen it grow over the years. Obviously, this year is one of great exception. But if you're listening the way we were just listening a few minutes ago to David Cutler, you know that the summer of 2021 will obviously, with the help of God, be a record breaker.
I think the summer of 21 will be a record breaker. I have absolutely no doubt that if there's anybody on this planet who can pull that off, it's David Cutler. Even this summer, I think what we had worried about in not being able to run appropriate teen-level programming has turned out to be as best as we could under the circumstances, really a spectacular summer. What NCSY has done, what Yachad has done in terms of putting together Project Community,
right.
3,000 teens participating all across the country in Project Community, learning a little, playing a little, engaged in chesed activities of all different types. So what could have been a complete wasteland.
Yeah, it could have closed up shop. A lot of people did, frankly.
A lot did, and we felt a particular obligation to see to it that there was adequate programming available for as many teens as wanted to avail themselves of it. And as it turns out, that's thousands. And hopefully we'll see many of them on summer programs next summer.
Did you know that Camp Sports has three teens from Poland last summer? I didn't know that until today.
I didn't either.
I mean, from Poland. And they come, and apparently they have no problem interacting with the American kids. And, you know, one of the things you spoke about at your very beginning of your tenure was NCSY becoming truly global.
Yeah.
South America was a big piece of it. I think Central Europe, if I'm not mistaken, was a big piece of it.
And now a growing, growing presence in Israel.
And we didn't know how that would go. We didn't know if that would be something that the Israeli kids or the American kids in Israel or the two of them, how they would react to the formal NCSY-type groups, events, and Shabbatonim that we're used to on this side of the world. Has it worked out well?
It really was a tremendous experiment, but it's been a fantastic experiment. You put teens together with exciting role models that they want to be with. You put them together with their peers. You inject Torah into the atmosphere, and you're going to see sparks fly. And that's true anywhere in the world. It's a formula that NCSY has now perfected in dozens of different arenas, and it works everywhere.
I don't know if this is fair to ask you, because I mean, something we did discuss a month ago when you were on the air, but now, of course, you're emeritus, so I don't know to what degree you're following everything, but have the JLIC couples reached out and asked, you know, what do we do with such an unusual start to the campus year coming up in the United States?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, JLIC is involved right now in Project Community. We have college age volunteers from JLIC campuses all participating. But this is going to be a function of campus by campus. There are some campuses that are opening, some right. that aren't. But even on the campuses that are not, it's remarkable to look at the weekly reports of the JLIC educators, who they've reached out to, who they're learning with virtually, the programs that they're putting on virtually, and most importantly, the counseling that continues to take place one-on-one, more necessary now than perhaps it ever was.
Those reports are during the summer as well?
During the summer and throughout the term, even when kids were nowhere near campus.
Right.
The couples were reaching out to them. They were providing halakha guidance. They were providing personal counseling. Those relationships don't break. even if there's physical distance.
How many of those couples are former NCSY advisors, in your opinion? A lot, right? I would guess.
I don't know the answer to that.
But it has to be a significant percentage, right?
Maybe not, because
really?
a number of them are from Israel.
Interesting.
And so didn't sort of grow up through the NCSY system.
My point being, of course, as I always discuss with you,
but lots of the students that they're working with are certainly former NCSYers.
I bring this up, of course, because I always point out to you that the talent that you are surrounded by in every generation, we know about the rabbis, and you have some amazing ones that are helping synagogue services right now and obviously help the kashrus department constantly, and the next generation of leaders, that middle group that are now balabatim and very, very active. I get all that, but you know that in that group of advisors and counselors, the younger ones, 20s, 30s, etc., there's just an immense amount of talent that you get to experience and see on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And that gives us a particular responsibility to help shape and mold that incredible talent that passes through NCSY's doors every year.
It's one of the things that I was, I'm sure everybody was upset that there was no leadership Shabbaton this year for obvious reasons. But one of the things I love about being there is just seeing how incredible the talent level is in the organization. And it seems that as, you know, people get older and become more involved, more young, you know, those who are younger come in and take their place and start out and you know, end up sprouting forth, their own great talents.
It's remarkable if you look to see how many of our educators in all of our yeshivas and day schools, how many shul presidents, how many shul rabbis,
right,
will tell you about the NCSY chapter that they belonged to when they were teens. When I talk about Kollel and Mechlelet being a gateway to Jewish leadership, it's exactly what it is.
That's where they end up. A good percentage of them are in the... And by the way, those who end up in professional jobs are also involved as lay people in shuls, organizations, et cetera, as we've gotten used to over the years. I thank you so much for joining us. Happy Yom NCSY. I must say, much easier to hear you this year than we try to hear you with the music in
sure.
the background. But
for
nonetheless,
sure.
this sure. has been a very nice experience. But I am looking forward to next year. I believe David said July the 19th. I am looking forward to next year.
So let's make each other a promise.
Yes, please. Nachum, please.
Notwithstanding my emeritus status, let's meet next year at Yom NCSY in Israel, surrounded by thousands and thousands of teens, the same excitement that we've always had.
Amen. I hope that that certainly comes true, and I look forward to being there with you. And thank you very much, Alan.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. A big thank you to Alan Fagan. A big thank you to David Cutler. A big thank you to Craig Goldstein, everybody who works with us at the OU. We have had a great relationship, and we have been prideful, full of pride, to bring you the incredible accomplishments of NCSY and other OU divisions for many, many years. And I do remind you that we always give credit to our chairman of the Jewish Unity Initiative. It's something that has been very important to us, and Simon Jacob has been such an important person as chairman. But when certain Jewish Unity initiatives had to take place, specifically Houston, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, the OU, under the direction of Alan Fagan, was always there for us to partner with Simon and our great supporters to bring our program to communities that we would never hear about or hear from if not for this show. And it's something I will not forget.